Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Hands up, Republic Bank. Hands up, hands up. This one, yeah.
You can get moving to the RBL CPL Final in Barbados when you use select Republic Bank products. To get on the road to the final, use Republic On Board, Republic Online, Republic Mobile, Point of Sale, or get an SME loan to advance your journey. You can also win one of three amazing trips across the Caribbean monthly to view RBL CPL matches. Plus, there'll be RBL CPL merch and match tickets up for grabs every month. We're moving as one. For more ways to win, visit RepublicGuyana.com. Republic Bank, title sponsor and official bank of the Republic Bank Caribbean Premier League.
Moving as one, yeah.
Two. Big two, big two in the afternoon. Big two in the evening. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five. Or get a free play. Big two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on Pick 2 and Multi-X. Pick 2 with Multi-X. Pick 2, Pick 2 in the afternoon. Pick 2, Pick 2 in the evening. Pick 2 with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air-over-water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA-listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Previously on Murondoy, Eva and Simon clashed when she headed out on a date with Jonathan in an outfit that Simon found too revealing. What started as fatherly concern quickly turned into a bitter argument about control, safety, and Eva's right to make her own choices. But when Simon declared that Joy was right about her, Eva had had enough and stormed out. Meanwhile, Dinah and Rhonda asked John for an update on Coretta. He said she had a broken foot and other injuries, but she would live. So Dinah joked that her funeral dress would have to wait. As Coretta was his wife, John insisted he would help her recover while going ahead with the divorce. To Dinah's shock, after he left, Rhonda admitted there was something sweet about him. As we return to Murondoy, why is Simon calling Joy so early in the morning?
Calling me so early?
Sorry, Joy, but I couldn't sleep.
Like you and the one got problems. Yes, we should do. You find out about the man?
This is not about Pepper, Joy. Eva is missing.
What?
She left 2 days ago and I haven't heard from her. All the calls are going straight to voicemail.
Wait, Simon. Wait. Hold on. Hold up. We'll come again. Eva missing 2 days now and you can't get on to she?
I'm sorry, Joy. Last time I saw her, she was going out. I spoke to her about how she was dressed, and we got into a heated argument.
So wait, you're trying to tell me she left the house naked?
No, she was wearing clothes, but it was too revealing.
See, this is the slackness I was trying to avoid, Simon. I tell you long, put you out, but no, you won't listen to me. Even though she can't try them nonsense with me.
Joy, how could I put out my own daughter? And even if I put her out, you really think she would come back to live with you?
What other choice she would got?
She might want to live with the boy.
Oh.
Anyway, we're straying from the point here. We need to find her.
You ain't got no contact information for this boy?
No.
They allowing me daughter to go to the young man, and you don't have as much as a phone number?
When Pepper wakes up, I'll see if she can get it.
I coming over there.
You don't have to.
Me daughter telling me what? I coming over there. See you soon.
Simon, he's going knocking this early morning, man.
Go back to your room, Pepper. Let me deal with it.
Simon!
Joy?
I called her to tell her that Eva is missing.
So that means she gotta come and bang it down this door so early in the morning?
Simon, open this door. I have to jump the fence.
What?
You can go back to bed. I will do it.
No, me whole day gonna cross.
It takes a lot for open the door.
Joy, let me remind you. There's a baby sleeping in this house.
Pepper, like you wake up on the wrong side of the bed.
All right, ladies, please. The issue is that Eva is missing.
Because of your slackness, Simon.
Can we talk about finding her instead of playing the blame game?
If I says you fault, it's you fault. And if anything happened to she, you is to blame.
Joy, let's
you
just...
know how wicked this world is. And you're gonna allow Eva for go walking naked on the road with somebody you don't know?
All right, I am to blame. Let's move on.
If Eva lying dead in a ditch somewhere, it's you fault. The killing women in this country. Oh, Father. What if my child dead? Oh, I can't take this. Oh, my heart.
Oh, gosh, Joy. You're too dramatic.
Hello, I wasn't addressing the harlot in the room.
Simon, I will not stand in my marital home and be disrespected like this.
You think Eva don't know about your past? If your father could marry a nightclub stripper, she must think that lifestyle is okay and she can follow you footsteps.
Simon!
Joy, stop it. Okay, we have to find Eva as quickly as possible.
You allow her too much freedom, Simon. When Eva was living with me by 9 o'clock, she got to be inside my house.
What do we do to find her?
Hello, old man. Don't raise your voice at me. This is not the nursing home. And I am not Nurse Joy.
You really didn't have to come over here, you know, Joy.
My child missing. What nonsense you telling me, Pepper?
Let us decide on a plan of action.
You know the guy human trafficking? God knows if the boy is a trafficker.
Here we go with the dramatics again.
Pepper, you don't have a daughter. You have a son. Every cow does feel for your own calf. It's me child missing.
Okay, so the plan
what
is...
What if they collect me child and go with she in the bush? What if they got you locked up in the house with a gutter all them little girls? Oh, Eva. Oh!
Simon, how you could ever make a child with this?
Excuse me?
All right! Peace, please!
No, Simon. Let me address this reformed harlot. This bride of Judas Iscariot who plays your following God now.
Joy!
Pepper, our sister Abigail... I never one day yet walk the streets and sell nothing that God bless me with.
Joy!
If he could make a child with somebody who thousands of men see naked at the slippery pole, why he couldn't make a child with a decent woman like me?
That is enough! Please!
You know what? I ain't even semi-marrying prayers yet. But I could see that the devil is very busy.
We need to find Eva!
Caleb, wake up now.
Go!
Joy! You can't come into my house and disrespect my wife!
You're confusing me, Simon. Make up your mind which direction you want to go.
I need to find my daughter.
We got to make a report at the police station.
That's a start. Hopefully we can locate her before the day's out.
Hopefully. But you see, if anything happened to me, child Simon, I will never forgive you!
The Voice of Guyana has programming.
Auntie Martha, oh my gosh. It's hot out there, man.
Must be El Nino in my skin, Catalina.
All right, come. Sit down and catch your breath. Look, this like lime water.
Thank you very much.
You didn't spend too long at the bank?
No, it's Republic Bank. I had to go. I was in and out in no time. Denzel, come back?
Not yet. I spoke to John not so long ago.
Oh, how correct, huh?
Girl, he says she improving.
Well, look how Itachi did, eh?
Yeah. I was thinking about going to the hospital and visit her. But the last time we met, it wasn't nice.
Oh.
But I'll think about it, though. And she should take the accident as a warning.
I agree. Stop going about the village washing your mouth from people. And look where the accident happened. Right outside the girls' boutique.
Inside.
Peppa?
Inside.
Yes, outside. I come in.
Talk about the golden.
Well, yes, Peppa. I can't believe Simon was ever doubting this child. Oh, gosh, he's so cute. Auntie Myrtle, baby. Oh, gosh, look how chubby and cute.
Thanks, Miss Myrtle.
And looking more and more like Simon every day.
Catalina, at least you can't accuse me of giving you blow no more.
Some big men, so dotish, eh?
Yeah, the fact that he went behind me back and do a DNA test, I still hurt by it.
Well, at least it revealed the truth to him.
You still didn't find out who was behind the cards?
I'm pretty sure it was Joy. But we don't have any proof.
She's such a strange person. The few interactions I've had with her, I don't think she's okay at all.
Imagine, she come by we early this morning making a set of noise.
Why?
We hear her see even 2 days.
What?
So Simon called Joy to tell her, and she come over causing one commotion.
Where Eva could
there? I want to feel she there by Jonathan. Because what else makes sense?
Oh, the boyfriend.
Yes.
I really hope she don't end up pregnant.
I don't think she will, you know. She's very serious about starting university in September. And besides, she didn't ask me about birth control.
Well, let's hope she's safe. Because we know that boy's history with Kavita.
I asked Mala for Getty number from Kavita, you know. I just hope that everything okay with her.
You really got to talk to these young people. Some of them in such a hurry to live this life. It's when you get old like me, you just look back and wonder, what's all the rush and fuss about?
Not only at your age, Auntie Myrtle. I'm looking back right now at my age.
Oh my goodness.
Anyways, I pray that Eva is okay.
Me too. She's too young and beautiful, and she got her whole life ahead of her.
Jonathan, this is Eva's father, Simon. I got your number from my wife.
Mr. De Freitas. Hello.
I'm looking for my daughter. Is she with you?
Eva?
It's only one daughter I have, young man.
Right. Yeah. Yes, Eva.
Is she with you?
No, Mr. De Freitas. I haven't seen her since we went out 2 days.
What?
Yeah, I haven't seen her.
You dropped her home after that date?
Yes, I did. I dropped her off.
Did you make sure she got into the yard and got inside all right?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Honestly, I've been trying to call her, Mr. De Freitas. Not getting through. It is just going straight to voicemail.
Jonathan, are you sure about what you're saying?
Yes, Mr. De Freitas.
You don't sound too worried, though.
I don't know how to feel. I haven't heard from her. I know you're calling me, and I want to be worried, but I know sometimes girls just get emotional.
And you're sure you didn't do anything to my daughter?
I didn't do anything to your daughter, sir.
Did you do anything with her?
No, I can promise you this.
All right. If you hear from her before I do, please let me know.
Trust me, I will.
Bye.
We saw Simon.
He hasn't heard from her either. I'm really worried, Pepper.
The police are involved now, and we've got to keep trusting God. Let's pray, Simon.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual, and creating an equitable future for all.